Eddie Varela. As heard on Westwood One Rock 2.0.
Westwood One Rock 2.0.
And Denver's iconic.
And Denver's iconic.
106.7.
KDPI. Denver.
Here are some of his stories. This demo's for you.
You know what's quite amazing is that NASA is able to receive a photo and a signal from a little tiny spacecraft that's about 4.7 billion miles away flying by Pluto. Meanwhile, I go to my kitchen and I lose my Wi-Fi signal.
Hi, this is Myra.
Myra, how are you doing today?
I'm telling you, I have heard some really funny things. You are just really funny. Excuse my language. You've never heard that word before, right?
I never have heard that word. Whatever. What does that mean?
It's Eddie Varela.
I'm delivering mail in a car.
Delivering mail, huh?
Yeah.
Do you ever go through people's mail and see what's up?
Not legally allowed to do that.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh, I go through my neighbor's mail all the time just to see what's going on and, just snoop around a little bit, open it up and, just read it a little bit. That can't do that?
No, that's a felony, sir.
Oh. So you only do it maybe like once or twice a day then, is that what you're trying to say? Hey, it's Eddie rocking with you, and Ozzy Osbourne has announced a return to television. But no, he's not bringing back the Osbournes. He's going to be doing a special on the History Channel with his son, Jack Osbourne. And they're going to talk about different moments in history, which sounds very strange.
Yeah, this is Ozzy Osbourne and World War II and Sharon.
Yeah. That's pretty much exactly as articulate as I am when I talk about history.
Eddie Varela.
Beastie Boys. You know, over the weekend, I just watched that new Independence Day movie. And, it was all right. Definitely not as good as the first one. But it got me thinking, you know, if aliens ever actually do come and invade Earth, it is going to be extremely awkward when we have to explain to the aliens why we made so many movies about destroying them.
Eddie Varela.
Summer of Rock, Lollapalooza. That's right, the Summer of Rock is on. We want to send you to Lollapalooza. Be listening at the top of the hour for your shot to win. Top of the hour. Okay, who talks like that, really? Okay, coming up at 3 o'clock, that's going to be your shot to win. See, us dumb radio people like to make everything sound really cool. At the top of the hour, coming up. but what I mean is 3 o'clock. Nobody talks like that in real life, right? Hey, can you meet me at the restaurant at the top of the hour? No, what we mean is like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, as soon as a new hour starts at the top of it. Because I don't know how else to explain as a dumb radio guy. You text for your shot to win. All right, coming up at 3 o'clock, we want to send you to Lollapalooza going down in just a couple weeks at Grant Park in Chicago. The Summer of Rock is on right here at the new Rock 98.9. Here's Jane's Addiction playing Lollapalooza. Hi, my name is Eddie, and one of my hobbies is staring at people awkwardly in elevators. And this is Walk the Moon.
Yo, Eddie, what's up, man? Hey, this is PJ.
All right, well, I got a question for you here. Who do you think is more comfortable walking around naked in their own home, men or women?
Oh, women, for sure.
Actually, it is the men. They say the men are more comfortable.
Nice. Well, I know I'm pretty comfortable when I walk around naked, so no big deal.
But how do we get these ladies to be more comfortable walking around naked? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. Get them to walk around with me, I guess. And I'm pretty comfortable, so whatever works.
So you think if they just walk around with you, that'll work, huh?
I think it'd be worth a try, for sure.
So all the ladies listening out there, go get naked and walk around with PJ.
I can't even top it. That sounds great.
This is the best day of your life.
One of them. Maybe.
You know, a lot of people are getting really excited about the self-driving car. You know, it's supposed to revolutionize the transportation in this country. And it's really just a few years away. But, you know, I'm kind of worried about the fact that it's going to make drive-by shootings extremely efficient.
He's a microphone murderer. Humble and lovable. Also house-trained, mostly, kind of. Hire Eddie already.
Well, some futurists, yes, that is such a thing, a futurist. Some futurists are saying that by the year 2050, people will be having more sex with robots than other people. Yeah, guys, we can't stand for this. You know, this is a reason to fight the robots, like in Terminator. You know, screw destroying humanity. No, more women having sex with robots than dudes. Come on, guys, we gotta band together and make sure this doesn't happen. Yeah, talk about Terminator Rise of the Machines, right? Here's Black Sabbath.
Eddie Barilla.
Hey, just hire Eddie already.
Eddie Barilla.